if I had to guess, I think you'd have a very welcoming and a very nice aura. I don't. It's just a feeling.
It's because I don't have any alcohol in me. Get the alcohol in me, and it goes completely different. It changes. Yeah, I know. People feel the need to share stories with me.
I've been noticing that too. Three things I worry about most: dog food, gasoline, and vodka. So if I've got those three things, I'm okay. Not necessarily in that order. She decided to go boom boom in her crate New Year's Eve about 4 a.m.
Happy New Year!
Right?
That was no way to start the new year off. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling. I mean, nothing's going on, but we're rolling.
Hey, something's going on. I'm talking. This is all gold. This is going to be in the documentary. You know, that dog's almost, I'm guessing, 35, 40 pounds.
I don't even want to see her.
What kind of dog is it?
Golden Retriever. Oh. Like 99.99, 100% pure Golden Retriever. And she is.
Whatever that is.
She's the smartest, stupidest, clumsiest.
Still clumsy?
She'll just fall and like get up and roll around. And my daughter came over with her friend last night. And they're rolling around. And monkey gets up and walks across and I tripped over something. When have you seen a dog trip? You know? But then, I'll be sitting there and it'll just be me and her. And she'll come at the end of my, I have a nice, very nice recliner. She's sitting there. She'll just go.
At your feet.
At my feet. Staring at my face. So then you know what I do.
Get some bacon.
I give her the stare. I go, what the fuck? What's your problem? So what I say.
These are the exciting things people miss. A stare down between you and the Golden Retriever puppy.
She just is so. I'm just not used to me being that center, because she's like, when she looks at me, when she's happy to see me, it's just like, oh my God. I mean, it's intense. And she's, her whole body wants to just jump up on me. All right. Princess might be here any minute. Did we start calling her Princess on the podcast?
Yes, definitely. You do that.
You start that.
I'm going to start that.
Oh, there you are, Jeremiah. I am going to start following you.
On Twitter.
Back up at the Southport exit, was there?
Yeah, there was. Those are the exciting things I tweet about. I give you your traffic report.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know Jess?
I've only met her in person one time.
All right, here's your second right now.
Hello there, beautiful.
How are you?
I'm good. And you brought your little pattern magazine, too.
Hello.
How
are you? So glad you could be on.
I am so glad you had me.
Yeah.
You talked Chick into bringing me around.
Well, it was funny. I followed you, and it's I live with my little brother, and he helps me with my kids. And that was kind of like when I was like, oh, I love this guy. Yeah.
The nanny.
Yeah, and that's I think you help a little bit more than mine. But yeah. No, it was, so I started following you then, and then I saw you were so involved locally, and I was like, okay, he's my friend on Instagram, and he doesn't even know it. Yeah.
Magic.
Yes.
Magic happens.
They do this. The one of us will start talking, and everybody else puts on their headphones, and then that's probably where the podcast will start.
That's the sign?
Yes,
that's the sign that the podcast has started. I got to tell you, I'm itching to be on the microphone.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy drinks in here right now, by the way.
I have zero energy drinks.
Well, between the two of them.
Oh, well, you know, Chick has to start his morning with 4 jump starts.
And he's already kickstarts.
And I told you this, those kidney stones aren't going to grow themselves, okay?
That's true.
I don't know what your problem is. But
that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hi, I'm Chick McGee, and we are off the air. This is a brand new guy I found. I was watching my new hero, Jay-Z's documentary.
I just saw this guy.
You did? You know who this is?
He was just in town, and there's like 10 reasons I love him.
Okay.
His name is Gary Clark Jr.
And you went and saw him in concert? Where was he?
He was at the Vagui.
The Vagui.
He was at the Vagui. And not only does he have the name of a former Redskin great, but he's a badass guitar player.
He's good.
Turn it up, Jason. Let's be blue.
Yeah. Pour it on down. Now, he's amazing. And the reason I had to... it sold out very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and he won't be playing the Vogue ever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's... and I don't think he's comfortable with it, but I think Clapton's sort of saying, hey, you need to get up in this stratosphere mm-hmm. with
really?
Me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he started this song, actually, in the Jay-Z documentary. I forget what it's called. Something about...
How is he in the Jay-Z documentary?
I don't know. It's like I Own New York City or something. I think that's a documentary.
Oh, so it's
like
just his music. It's not... Right. He's not featured.
No. Yeah, it's like a concert. Behind the scenes of some concert Jay-Z put on. And Gary...
Really?
Gare was one of the players.
Right.
Well, he's featured on the Crossroads piece with Clapton this year, too.
Oh.
He was just kind of off to the side. He was a player, but he got a pretty big feature, I believe, this year.
So anyway.
Now he's good.
But this is my humble attempt, because you know how cool I am.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here knows how cool I am. I've got my
fingers
on various pulses of today, is what I like to call it. And I thought today was going to be our really cool podcast because this podcast is it's a great idea. It's Jess's idea. It's a little bit out of the normal. Our guest isn't someone that everyone knows, but he's very popular here locally. A lot mm-hmm. of local people know him,
mm-hmm.
and he's cool, is what I thought when
See,
I
when
first
you do
thought
that,
about
when
that.
When you say that,
so
you
when
make
you say
it
somebody's
cool.
Cool, it makes it not.
No, he's
cool.
Still cool. It just makes you less.
It makes
cool.
me less cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I just and we have to stop.
Hang on,
saying,
Jason. I'll
stop
take
saying
this.
Cool.
Oh, I'm cool, baby.
Uh huh. Stop. Oh, is that okay. a Seinfeld thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and again with the uncool. Yes.
Seinfeld out.
Seinfeld's always out unless you two are around.
Don't get me fucking started.
I'm not. Oh,
I've been watching
The
Sopranos.
Yes.
I've
been on vacation.
I've been on vacation, and the tradition is to watch The Sopranos. I start at a different season every year and go right back to the. Do a full
you don't
circle.
Start at the beginning.
Mm-mm. That's no fun.
Oh.
And then that pucking puppy
mm-hmm.
pooped in her crate New Year's Eve. That was fun.
Party.
And so that's it. That's
I
your
was
update.
Rounding up a puppy. That's why I was late.
Is that why you're being...
That's why I was late. I got a puppy for Christmas. By I mean my kids got a puppy for Christmas.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know that?
I'd have to think about how, yeah.
Yeah.
But from someone else, something.
Right.
I
of
got
course.
Along.
Yeah. Of fucking course.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Because when he told me that she told everybody, I was like, are you serious?
Now, let's twist it.
I'd forgotten about that. Now I'm mad about it all over.
If you guys found out similar, you wouldn't tell anyone? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because I don't care.
Oh,
what
that's bull. You guys would say...
Are you calling us gossips?
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you hear that? You hear what Jason said about it?
Okay, I was a little quick on the
we're gossips.
No, I don't know. I will admit it. But if it was of the topic or the
because
subject
it was
matter,
a gift in a way.
Yeah, kind of I was like, just shut up. Like, don't say anything.
I'm worried about this puppy. I haven't met it yet, but
why?
I'm worried about this puppy because it looks like a gremlin. Have you gotten it wet after midnight or do you
no.
feed it?
No, I've washed her.
Ooh, with water?
With water? Yeah. You're not supposed
after
to get them wet.
Midnight.
It's not a gremlin. It's an Australian shepherd.
We need to put the picture of the shepherd on the... admit it.
So
it looks like a gremlin.
No, she doesn't.
She looks like a gremlin.
No, she doesn't.
The cute gremlins with Hoyt Axton and that other kid.
At least my dog doesn't look like...
Every other golden retriever in the history of the world?
Yeah. It's different than everybody else's dog.
This dog looks like a calico cat, only it's a dog.
That's what my dog looks like.
Oh, so it looks like the calico gremlin.
Right.
No, it doesn't. It looks
Gizmo.
Like an Australian
Gizmo.
Shepherd.
Oh, I had a cat named Gizmo.
Assholes. Yes, it's an Australian Shepherd.
It's a new year. Can we not name call in the new year?
No. Your dog looks like...
Who, my dog?
Yeah, like...
Like my old dog.
I feel like I'm talking to my 10-year-old.
I'm trying to think. It's a celebrity.
My dog looks like a celebrity? Meryl
mm-hmm.
Streep.
No, don't insult Meryl like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love her. No, your dog looks like...
What's the girl with the big nose?
Hmm.
Dark hair, big nose, has an accent. Who am I thinking of?
What?
That was very good.
Who am I thinking of?
Who sang Dancing on the Ceiling?
Lionel Richie.
What's his adopted daughter's name?
Nicole Richie.
That's what your dog looks like.
My dog looks like Nicole Richie.
Yes. Your dog looks like Nicole Richie.
Actually,
because she has no hair. She's very thin and skinny looking.
A former dog that I had, that weirdly wasn't my dog, was a Golden Doodle.
Whose dog was it?
I forget.
Why would you ask that?
She shaved it down, and it did look like Nicole Richie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very funny. Well, why don't you introduce our guest, and we'll get on with our cool show.
Our cool guest.
Well, I think we've never done an introduction before. We always let them introduce themselves. This is Jeremiah, and I would say _Jeremiah_. That's how I want to introduce him, because that's how I know him on Instagram.
That's your Instagram handle?
And his Twitter. Yes.
And Twitter. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saddle up to
have it all.
Mm-hmm. Now you know me. He was here early and
good.
You were here.
You had something to do while I was late.
You were here
late.
I
Instagrammed about it, Jess.
Sorry.
But Jeremiah has this personality that you automatically want to start talking to him.
I can't tell you how good it is that he met me at the door and he goes, "He's here and he's wonderful." And I was like, "Oh my God, do you know how not often that happens with Chick?"
I was pretty nervous.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous.
Did you grow up in Indiana?
Yeah, on the south side.
Okay, so you know Chick.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying.
He listener
knows you. Yes, he's not that
you
good.
You don't know Chick.
No, no, you don't. Yeah. No, but yeah, so he knew, which was funny. And then when I watched your YouTube channel, Social Club 19, you mentioned it. And you were like, "Oh my God." Yeah, yes. So that was cool.
I don't have a YouTube channel. Why don't we have a YouTube channel?
Somebody on New Year's Eve came up to me and said, "Why don't you guys have a YouTube channel?" And I said, "What?" And it was somebody I went to high school with, his wife, and the husband came up to me and he was like, "You guys need a YouTube channel." He's like, "I listen to all your podcasts and I want to watch them." And I was like, no, I don't want to do that at all.
You don't want a YouTube channel?
No, then I'd have to get dressed.
You're dressed now.
I know, but you mean like
she dressed up
presentable.
For me.
Yes, I did. That's true.
You don't want me to judge you.
Trying
no,
to
I don't
cool.
want to be judged.
So now which dressing up is this? Because a lot of times she'll put forth a lot of effort to make it look like she didn't have any effort.
Jeremy, can you help me with this? Because we had this conversation on another podcast, and I think he could back me up on this. Is that sometimes...
Well, yeah, he's going to.
Right.
Because he gets it. I don't.
I don't get it.
Trying to not look like I put too much effort forth. Is that wrong?
No, that's
that's the point.
Good. Yeah,
right.
But she puts a lot of effort to do that.
But that's a look. It's like
I have to. You said I have to work hard to look like I didn't put forth any effort.
Yeah, because I'm really ugly when I don't put any effort.
Geez.
I'm just saying, we got to put a little bit, just a little bit. No. Mm.
So what's hip right now? What's happening? What's going on, man?
See, why
so
does
much
he
pressure.
I know, so much
first
pressure.
Of the new year, and now I have to give a recap. I don't know. There's randomness.
I agree.
The start of 2014.
I'm a big fan of, and I know this is last season, but I think it's carrying over. I'm big into pattern mixing.
Pattern mixing's big. See, I Social Club 19 and the stuff that I do, I focus more towards guys.
Right.
Men's fashion,
yes, that's
more
true.
Lifestyle
that's
stuff.
True. Yeah. So maybe he needs a re.
I wore what I thought was one of my coolest shirts.
No, that's not.
And it's not
oh my
cool
gosh.
At all, right?
He has so many. He has
failed miserably.
Well, because you guys match. Is that why you failed? Because you and Jason
we don't match. We
yes,
both
you
have
do.
Check shirts on.
You look like
but...
you need to go to Kmart and get your pictures taken after this.
Okay.
But your mother's dressed you.
I tried. I really tried.
No, because you have so many other better. You have all those quarter zips, and quarter zips are good. If you got a tie to put on underneath one of your with your
on my bare chest, on
no,
a tie
no,
with,
no, my yeah. God, no.
How about that? Maybe
mental
that
picture.
Would be a look.
Mental picture.
I know.
Maybe
right?
I would. Maybe I'd start a look with the no shirt and the tie and the quarter zip.
No. No. No.
Well, Chick, and I'm going to say this the most polite way, he is very hip when it comes to music. He's usually wearing pretty cool things. But how can he all of a sudden have a look at his, you know, at his age without making it seem like he's trying too hard.
No, I don't. I think that's so easy.
It is easy. I mean, my biggest thing is having guys embrace their own personal style, mm-hmm. like not walking in, buying stuff off a mannequin. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's doing anything in front of people, whether it be, you know, comedians, musicians, any sort of public figure, mm-hmm. when you're going out someplace or if you're getting pictures taken, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. you're putting out an image. And that image doesn't need to be someone else's. It needs to be yours. So embrace your own style. Do what you do. I mean, Chick, you look very comfortable today.
I like this shirt.
You look comfortable.
But yeah, and you're on vacation for 2 weeks. So that's kind of like vacation clothes. That's fine. I bet you had sweats on. Did you put on jeans?
I've got jeans on.
Well, that's good. Well, that's important. No, he is very fashionable, I think, when he wears the right stuff. Like, I'm just so tired of these plaid shirts. I just want to
I just started
them.
Wearing the plaid shirt.
Well, that's because you were wearing too many black shirts.
In Chick's defense, plaid is a very popular
Not that
pattern.
Plaid. Be serious.
I mean, it's
Thank you,
it's
Jeremiah.
Not bad.
Then what would you do to fix that? If you had
What I would do for him is right now he has like a navy blue and cream plaid shirt on. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'd do like a maroon colored, like half zip up little sweater.
Which he probably has.
Right? A pair of dark denim and, mm-hmm. and nice brown shoes. I mean, it doesn't have to take a lot of effort and work. It's Mm-mm. layering up a little bit.
So you're going to put a sweater on top of it?
Yeah.
To cover up the shirt.
No, not to cover up the shirt.
The first thing we need to do is cover up what you're wearing. Now.
We're going to need to take that off and go shopping. No, I mean, you can use what you have. Just, you know, do like a solid colored layer on top
of it. If you had this... Oh,
the camel.
Yeah, if you had a camel, like a
sport coat,
yes. That would be okay. You could do that, maybe.
And here's style for men's new. I mean, men's fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it's only just now recently getting some really cool stuff happening it. So, you know, it's new for guys.
I just don't have it.
You have the look, though.
It takes a little effort.
Yeah, but he has the look. Like, on my Pinterest, I have a
She even tried to mark some Pinterest stuff for me, and I...
It's called Hot Old Guys, so that stuff that they're wearing that he could wear and he could pull off.
That's your category.
I guess she didn't say hot really old guys.
I just had hot old guys, which... And then I have man style, too. But these... But they're all, you know, salt and pepper, beards, the whole thing, so that you... It's relatable. It's very relatable for you.
She's very good at presenting me information as if it's... It's in a kind way.
Okay, there are a couple of not old guys shirtless on this page too, but that's for me.
Well, there you go.
How convenient.
I love this. The sweater, the button sweater.
The cardigan sweater.
With the denim underneath, and that looks good. Looks nice. You could do that.
I have a cardigan not that light, but I have one light.
He has a thing. He won't wear, like, everything's dark. The brightest thing he'll wear is, like, gold, because it's like burgundy and gold for the Redskins. That's true.
Maybe that's true.
Dark colors look good on you, though.
Yeah, you're dark complected.
And I'm not going to lie. If I was coming in here for the radio mm-hmm. every day, mm-hmm. it'd probably be like basketball shorts and a hoodie.
Yeah, he does that, too, a lot.
Yeah, I do hoodies. I like hoodies. I got hoodies. I wear a lot of hoodies. Hmm.
Jason, how often do you buy new clothes?
Just here and there. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. I'm very, I like to say I'm on the verge of sloppy.
Really?
Sometimes.
I don't think you're sloppy.
I mean, it's usually a jeans and a shirt. And partly just because I work, I mean, this has become how I dress.
That's the thing about breaking out of, you know.
Shorts and a t-shirt. You've seen me. You know my wardrobe. They make fun of me in the back. You know, they call it the Hofsetz collection.
Right.
Yeah, which is just, you know.
Oh, I've been meaning to tell you, my big find jeans. Over the holidays, UGG. They make the boots and they make sweatpants.
They do?
Oh, my God.
I want leather sweatpants.
They're dark and they're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? I want leather sweatpants.
All right, not for God. I'm just saying, yes.
Yes, I could do it.
You need those.
Well, you could do it, sure.
Chicken leather sweatpants.
Yes, you should wear leather sweatpants. Those are your two favorite things, sweatpants
and
leather.
I like both those things.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Did you get the UGG sweatpants?
No,
Are they lined like the boots?
A little bit, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And they're really warm, and they're...
Where did you see them?
My favorite place in the world, Zappos.
I think we're supposed to be against Uggs.
I'm not a fan.
No. I'm not a fan of the boot, but then I read some stuff about the brand, and then I'm off.
Oh.
So, I just don't like them because of the boot.
Yeah.
Are they not organized?
No, it's just the girls and the Ugg boots and the Victoria's Secret sweatpants and the just and the messy bun. Look, if you are still wearing your pajamas and you put full face makeup on and your hair's in the same ponytail it was when you woke up, you did not get ready. You don't get credit for that. But they do that.
See, but
I
love
all the time, and it makes me crazy.
But I love that.
I
love that.
You
look.
Love that at your house.
Yeah, when you get up in the morning on Saturday, and you go
to Target,
put your baseball cap on, woman, and let's go. You know, stuff like that.
But that's cute. That I understand that. But I'm talking about the girl who literally didn't change clothes, put on her Uggs, but put full face of makeup on like she was going to prom. Like that's a whole nother thing of looking like you didn't try. But you still won't leave the house without all your makeup on.
Right.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's a whole nother group of women.
See, that's why I write about men's fashion.
Yeah. Because it gets nasty.
It does.
It gets nasty.
Girls leave comments on.
We're going to get emails from.
You'll
yes,
get comments.
I'm gonna get in trouble. Yes, I'm going to get in
cat
trouble.
Cat fight? Is there going to be a cat fight? Cat fight. No. I don't have a, I think that I have pretty good taste in movies, and I think I have pretty good taste in music, but I don't have whatever it is that you can appreciate a beautiful work of art or putting a wardrobe together or what looks nice. Or I know when I see something that someone's wearing, I think, oh, well, she looks nice. She looks really nice tonight, but I don't know why. I mean, where isn't that?
You're attracted to her. It has nothing to do with the clothes she's wearing.
Yeah, that's right. What is it, Jim? I knew that I'd do anything to bone her. Yeah, that's exactly.
That's exactly
what I'm thinking.
I love the word bone.
It is a good word, Jeremiah.
As a verb.
My thoughts on bone. Let's get started.
No, but can that be taught? Can that be what patterns go together? Well, pattern mixing, though, is the big deal right now. Checks and plaids are, you should.
I mean, here's the thing for guys. A lot of guys get their style from movies they like to watch. I mean, you have to think, like, look at popular TV shows. Mad Men is like the major one a lot of people are talking about.
Right.
I mean, a lot of guys watch that show and they see how women react to guys putting some effort into their look. And so, I mean, that started a whole thing with, you know, guys wearing tie bars and wearing properly fitted suits and that whole culture of, you know, a scotch in hand and a nice suit and
tie.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does sound real good.
Floydian slip.
It looks good.
But yeah, that's on, you know, a lot of times the movies and some of the music stuff influence men's style.
Right.
And fashion. So, I mean, a lot of guys who are looking at how do I kind of spruce up my fashion without going out buying like Details magazine or GQ magazine or whatever is one. Check out socialclub19.com. I'll be happy to help you.
Of course.
But beyond that, you know, look at the movies you like to watch and you know, you can get style and look at their looks and what they're wearing.
Or rely,
it doesn't have to be complicated.
Or
be
rely
easy.
On the kindness of strangers and just walk up to them.
You call me up. Call me up. I'll personally send you some advice.
There you go.
There's this one lady who works at Nordstrom's. I don't care for her.
In the men's department?
In the men's department. We're gonna come to blows here pretty soon.
Don't say that.
Hmm?
Don't say that.
Is this premeditated now?
Yes.
Yes.
And it's Publix.
Ooh, when I said Nordstrom, I meant Dick's.
So have you ever had anybody, friends, whatever, come to you, okay, here's two pairs of pants, here's three shirts, and a pair of shoes. What should I wear?
Hang on. I got to turn this
Real? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That wasn't my phone, by the way. For the Russians, it was not my phone.
It was the professional.
I mean, yeah, people. I mean, I've worked retail for probably about 7-8 years. So, like, putting together. I mean, I started with like styling people, clients, stuff like that. They would come to me, especially women would bring their boyfriends or would bring their husbands to me and. Mm-hmm. Like we're
that
going
just, that I'm sorry, that phrase cracks me up.
Bring their husbands to you.
Yeah, women bring their men to you. Basically,
I mean, even if I'm at a bar or something like that, and you know, it comes up, hey, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a men's fashion lifestyle writer. Like, hold on one second. And every time they bring up their poor boyfriend or husband, bring him up to me, like, what would you do with this?
It's almost worse than being a doctor, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm like, well, I can't really say take off that affliction shirt and the jeans with. Affliction. Stuff on their butt.
That's a no-go.
That's a no-go. My brother told me that the other day. I was at a sushi restaurant, and I was the only person in there, and then a guy came in, and he was alone, and he sat at the other end of the restaurant. And I text my brother, and I was like, me and this guy are the only two people in the sushi restaurant, and this could be really cool, except he's wearing an Affliction t-shirt.
So bad.
So my brother's like, Affliction's a no-go. Yeah. And I was like, yes, deal breaker.
It is. Yeah, I mean, and that's, you know, I like putting outfits together. Mm-hmm. I like doing that. Mm-hmm. And I'll do style guides and stuff like that of, hey, you know, sports teams coming up, you know, with the Coles or the Pacers, mm-hmm. having such a good, you know, crowd of people going to them now. You don't always have to wear like a Colts jersey. You don't always have to wear a Pacers jersey, but you can wear a really cool looking outfit. So that way you don't look like the crazy sports fan going to dinner beforehand and then mm-hmm. going out for drinks afterwards. You can wear the Pacers blue or the mm-hmm. or, you know, Colts blue or Pacers gold and go out and look good.
I got amazing Colts blue heels at the over the summer. And I was like, this is what this is for. This is what I'm going to wear to the Colts games.
Something that nobody really sees.
It doesn't matter. It makes me feel good. And I don't, and I have a problem wearing sports clothes anyway, because I don't like the like stuff you buy from the sporting goods store. Like, there's a couple of things I found at the Yelp Totally Bizarre that were locally printed, like the Colts and the Pacers. Yeah. And I was a big fan. I like those. But unless you're going to the game, or unless you're sitting at home, or unless you're at a pub watching the game, don't wear those things in public, men, women, right. whatever. Just don't wear it.
That's always been the big discussion is, even in off season, are you allowed to wear your jersey?
You shouldn't wear it at all.
Yeah.
If you're going to the game, I get it.
Or if you're sitting at home alone watching the game or with a bunch of guys, wear your jersey. Yeah,
but that's
on a Thursday afternoon going to the food court. No, don't wear your Colts jersey.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, when you're going to work or, you know, working at the office, you can definitely incorporate, you know, some of the themed sports events going on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ways to do it for guys without having to wear your Pacers jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm totally encouraging people support the local teams, do that. That's awesome. But mm-hmm. you know, you can't wear that every time. Mix it up a little bit.
No, yeah. Have some fashion. Have some. Yeah. Do that. I don't know. I just.
So what should a man about town? Mm-hmm. What should his basic wardrobe be like?
Every guy should have three things.
Three things.
Three things.
Three things, Jason.
It's very important. Make a list.
Got it.
First one, a good pair of dark straight leg denim. Now, I'm not talking about like the skinny denim that you see like the, mm-hmm. you know, little rock star kids on stage
wearing. Dark like black or dark
like a dark
indigo
blue. Like a dark navy blue.
All right.
Basic denim. Straight leg, a nice crisp denim.
I like dark denim.
Yeah, you do.
Better
I know.
Than.
I have
wash.
Number one.
See?
This is unbelievable.
You do? You have number one.
It's like we're taking a little test. Let's see how well
we do. But they're kind of faded. They're darker, but they're a little faded.
Well, because you need to wash your jeans inside out.
Inside out.
On cold water. And don't dry them.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch.
I know. See? I'm full of knowledge like this. Full of it.
I love it. Okay. Dark jeans.
So dark jeans. Second one is a good fitted button-up like dress shirt. Now, I'm not talking about one that like you wear with suits that are mm-hmm. like the thin one. I'm talking about like a good tailored fitted dress shirt.
What color? White?
No. No, do it like a color. Like for you, do like an earth tone color, like a tan, a brown.
One of these colors?
Yeah, like a mocha, a mm-hmm. cranberry color.
Mm-hmm.
I like cranberry. Mm-hmm. See? Cranberry is burgundy in my brain.
Mm-hmm. And you can mix it with vodka.
Yes, even better. So, I mean, you know, go with a well-tailored shirt. You don't want the super baggy. You don't want that hangs off your shoulders. Mm-hmm. You want it to fit right. That's the biggest thing for guys.
And because I've really like gotten into... lately, normal sizes, mm-hmm. you know, because I have lost weight recently, and it's really, I would like to buy button-up shirts that fit instead. Right. I look like a bell, you know?
But the thing is, and a lot of times when a guy will go in to buy a dress shirt, he'll buy it to fit his neck, and then he's like, well, I gotta fit it, I gotta make sure I can button it so I fit his neck, and then it's huge everywhere else. That's okay. You know what? Spend an extra $30, $40 and go have it tailored. Have it to fit you. Because then they have pockets like down around here underneath their chest, or the sleeves are down to here, and it looks terrible.
And the thing is, you know, for guys, I mean, no matter how guys want to admit it, you care about how you look. Like, you don't want to look like, I mean, I'm not super fit, but I do care to make sure, like, I don't look bigger than what I am, or I don't want to look like things are too small for me.
Sure.
So you want to get close to fit you properly, because one, it's going to make you look much better, and you're going to have that like mm-hmm. internal sense of confidence, mm-hmm. which will carry you out through the throughout the day. So dress shirt, dark denim pants, and then do like a cardigan or a sweater. You want to have like a layering piece.
I love cardigans. I love sweaters, yeah. But I tried to stay away from them because I didn't. I thought that's an old guy sweater, like a cardigan would be an old guy sweater.
It depends on what you pair it with. If it's orthopedic shoes, then yes, it's an old guy sweater.
Like the white Keds, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I told you about my white Keds in total confidence. And now...
We did have a couch session before.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, those three things are something that's easy that you can throw on. I mean, that's something that you can wear to, you know, cocktails or going out someplace. You can put those three things together. You don't look overly dressed. You don't look like you try too hard, but you look put together. You look mm-hmm. maintained, and you look like you're ready to present yourself and open yourself up to opportunities.
So when I'm thinking of a black cardigan, right, a dark black.
No, like I'd put charcoal, probably.
Yeah, a heather gray. Heather it's like gray. That gray that's mm-hmm. like, looks like whites mixed in with it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That'd be good. Yeah. It matched your beard.
I mean, I wear a lot of black. I wear tons of black with my stuff. I love like a black gray.
Yeah.
That color combination, I love.
Mm-hmm. I love all, I'm doing brown and black and navy and black. That's my two favorite.
My dad did navy and black before it was even cool.
Yes, I know. You say that every time anybody says navy and black.
Just saying. See, with having the nice shirt, to me, I've always associated that with slacks. So to cross it with jeans, I feel like, oh, that's a territory. That's too hip for me.
Well, the thing
really?
You look at, when you're getting like one of those dress shirts, I mean, because a lot of dress shirts are made to be tucked in, mm-hmm. which is the ones you're probably looking for slacks. So you want to make sure it's not super long. Like you want it to look like it fits mm-hmm. and hits you. Kind of wear like a t-shirt kind of would.
Right.
But yeah, totally wear it with some jeans. Good pair of like slip-on shoes. You could even do kind of like a tennis style shoe. Mm-hmm. But you want to do like a slip-on like loafer style shoe. Cardigan. I mean, it's an easy look to put together. You can network with it. Mm-hmm. You can go to like a casual Friday at work, but then go get cocktails afterwards. I mean, the guy's fashion, it's changing. Embrace it.
I'm a big fan.
But men's changes are much more subtle than ladies.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I mean, we're still within this range. It just mm-hmm. kind of floats back. Women, oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what they want, huh?
I know.
That's right about it. Dang. Right there again. Mm-hmm. I would always be wrong. And then I would get tons of comments about it.
Yeah?
If I wrote about women's stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's scary.
Have you ever had anyone say, you know what, you changed my life, changed my relationship because mm-hmm. I feel more confident, that kind of thing?
Early on, before I started doing some of like my freelance writing that I do, I had an older lady bring in her son to me, and the son was in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was definitely a little bit more of like the more, like he would be like the wallflower. He was kind of nerdy. Just very reserved. He was afraid to let his personality out type of thing. And so we hung out for a little bit, took him shopping, got to know him a little bit. And we found some clothes that fit him well. And he was a little bit of like a bigger kid, mm-hmm. too. And we got some clothes that fit him. And he went to school. And I got an email following up. And they're like, he's now making friends. I mean, he's doing stuff. He's getting a little bit more active. That's one of my favorite things that mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, at least I did something with this fashion thing that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even, you know, guys going for interviews, I've posted, you know, looks. And they're like, hey, I got the job because I kind of listened to some of the stuff you were writing about. I looked well put together when I was going. And mm-hmm. that leaves an impression about how you look. I mean, if you take care of your personal style and your look, that reflects on, you know, how people perceive your work and mm-hmm. your work ethic and kind of that detail that you put into what you produce.
I think so.
I'm just totally lost in this whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, I really am.
Let us soak
in. I think. See, I thought I
like
this shirt. Now I don't like this shirt.
It's a good shirt.
It's a good shirt. You just could add on to it. It's just like it's your base layer. Now we need to build from there. But I think too that I think it goes a lot further when a big guy has fitted clothes, when they're tailored, not fitted like the skinny, tight, whatever, but just. When you have clothes that fit and you're a big guy, I like big guys anyway, but I think it goes a lot further. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because big guys have a tendency to just buy big clothes. And
I mean, when I was little growing up, I know JCPenney Husky section.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Was where that's where I got my clothes at. Mm-hmm. And so it is weird, like kind of growing up always being kind of like, you know, a pudgier, chunkier type of guy mm-hmm. that when you buy clothes, you just buy like the bigger clothes because you think that that's hiding mm-hmm. whatever's underneath. And, yeah. and you think that, well, you can't see how big I am because I have this big shirt on. Mm-hmm. When in fact, you look, I mean, it makes you look bigger because the shirt's that much bigger. Whereas when you start buying clothes that fit, or when you start buying stuff that fits you properly or looks good on you, it makes you look slim.
I don't think I have a jacket that fits. I mean, as you're describing, I think all of my jackets are too big.
They
much.
Probably are because they're yeah. all from 100 pounds ago.
It is time to get a new jacket.
Yeah. But you have a lot of quarter zips, and quarter zips are very flattering.
I think the quarter zips are kind of big too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
Well, I don't know. You're shit out of luck.
I am shit out of luck. That's exactly
what
I was
thinking. There is no hope for you, Chuck.
Jason,
no.
I'm shit out of luck. I told you.
What about popping the collar?
No.
I love it.
No.
I do it. I always
do
it.
Yeah, but you're a girl.
I know.
When guys do it, they look like frat boys. But,
it looks terrible.
But he wears some nice little
But that's his
quarter zips. And those look all right, don't they? Or should he bring those
down? No, I mean, those, if they have like a like if it's like one of those zip-up ones,
it's
have
like
a little bit of
a collar.
Yeah. That, that's acceptable.
Because okay. he does that, and those look good.
Should I wear a t-shirt under that? Like a white t-shirt under a quarter zip? Or is that another?
Wait, how are you on the white t-shirt?
Under
you
a button up shirt?
Mix it up. You don't just go to a white t-shirt. See? There we go. We have something more than a white shirt.
Blue, baby, blue.
Because, you know, white undershirts are made for when you're wearing white dress shirts.
Right.
Right? Like, so that way you don't see the color underneath your dress shirt and that type of stuff. Get some like gray. Get some mm-hmm. colors.
Something different, yeah.
Because a lot of guys who are afraid of colors, the easiest way to start wearing color into your look.
I'm afraid of color.
Right?
very afraid of
the
colors.
The way to do
colors,
it is,
yeah. right?
Okay. No, not the coloreds. No, we don't say that. No, certainly not. Jeez, no,
that's not what I said.
The colors. I'm afraid of colors.
I mean, look what that shirt you have on. If you do like a maroon colored shirt underneath it,
right?
Bam.
Bam.
You have color. And
bam.
I didn't. I have
making
like.
Progress.
I have like. 5 or 6 different colors at home.
I don't believe that.
That was a more last few years.
I will not sit here and have you be more fashion conscious.
I know.
Than
that's
me.
What I blown my mind.
I can't have it.
I can't believe it.
The truth's coming out.
Son of a gun. I feel safe only in my home, in my sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever.
And with a gun by his side.
Mm-hmm.
I told you
and
about
puppy
that.
Puppy on the other
concept.
Side.
No, my favorite shirt right now is this. It's got a leather. Elbow patches, but it's red plaid. It looks like a lumberjack shirt, and I wear this thing all the time
mm-hmm.
when I'm by myself because I like it. It's warm and it makes me feel.
Yeah, but if you had like a black, let's say like a black suede.
I think I give Jeremiah a like case of the willies.
No, a black suede sports jacket over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dark jeans, that would look good.
What kind of
shoes?
See,
but I would never, I would never think of this.
He has 300 pairs of shoes.
I would never think of what you just thought of on my own. I wouldn't think about that. I don't know why.
Really?
I don't.
See, how about this? Are you afraid of looking too good when you're out?
Yeah, that's what it is. Because I cause enough
because
of
Because he beats the hose away.
I cause enough of a problem when I go out. I draw
it's
crowds everywhere. Hey, it's Chick, stuff like that.
No, but
have
you seen
Chick
look
and he looks good.
And he looks good. Have you seen Chick when Chick knows he looks good?
What's going on?
No.
Evidently, I'm on trial
no,
here.
No, when he puts an outfit together, he does
His
eyebrows raise. My eyebrows raise when I'm tired. When Chick knows he looks good, his eyebrows raise.
The last time I thought I looked good, I was at a funeral, and I had a suit on and a tie, and I thought, oh, okay, this is really nice. Maury's dad?
No, that was an ill-fitting, no, I disagree.
Didn't fit very well?
No, I didn't like it.
My suit did not fit that
I didn't
day?
Like it.
Was it too big?
I don't know, but I didn't like it.
Well, here's an easy way. When you put your jacket on.
Right.
The sleeve part, like that seam right here on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Did it fall below your shoulder?
Probably.
He has no idea.
I don't
look next
remember.
Time. Next time you look,
I go
when you put on
by here. If I can button it, here in front. That's where. If I can button it in front, that fits me. That's
no, look. Next time you put it on, look at your shoulders. If that like little shoulder thing is below your shoulder, that means it's too big.
Every one of these podcast episodes has had me crying, and they're not going to stop.
Gonna cry.
Until,
yeah, no. I always think that you could go like with like even with your jeans or your suit jacket, if it's a little short, that's better than a little long. Do you think so? No?
It
you
depends.
You mean like little Abner? I mean,
no, like if you stretch out and it comes up a little bit above. I don't know. I just prefer it. I think it looks sloppy when it's too big. I don't like
it. I agree. I think I agree with you.
But you know what? Because that's such a... I don't want to say it's a hipster thing, but it kind of is for the short jeans and the super
fitted. Well, I mean, it's one of the trends right now. I mean, even GQ's writing about it. It's called grandpa style. Not that we're bringing up any sort of age reference, but...
Excuse me, hold on.
The fuck if you are!
Check. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's called grandpa style. And what it is like suits that you would normally see kind of like an older, like that we would see like our grandparents wearing. Mm-hmm. Guys are bringing that back, that style back, where they're wearing like the driver caps and they're having this old style suiting come back with...
You know, see, a bunch of my guy friends are wearing driver caps, and I refuse to participate.
But they, because those are your friends, that's why you're not participating. It has nothing to do with the driver's cap. Zero to do with it, Jeff Bodart. It has zero to do with it. No, only because I saw a picture of him wearing one the other day. I like the driver's caps, but it's all. I'm ready to see a guy do something different. Like, I get the big beard. I get the lumberjack look. You know what I mean? Like, there's kind of like that lumberjack old guy look. Because for a long time, your grandpa was probably the only person you knew that had a beard. Maybe your dad in the winter.
Yeah.
But your grandpa was the only guy wearing a beard year round. And now everybody has a beard year round. I mean, it's okay.
You have to think, though. We live in Indy.
Yeah, that's
like, it's not like we are, and it's happening, but we're not like the most fashion forward.
But we need to be. Like, I'm ready. Let's put this on the map.
Well, if you check out Pattern Indy.
Yes, which I do. I have the magazine right here.
She does. It's an international fashion magazine started here in Indy by a group of fantastic, talented individuals. I'm a contributor to it, so I should put that out there.
Yes.
But we're creating a community here in Indianapolis of fashion-oriented people who are looking to create some sort of a culture here in Indianapolis where people care about how they look, and we're creating an industry here of, you know, Indianapolis is a great city that has some great tech stuff going on. We have incredible talent culturally here in Indianapolis with, you know, the talent that comes through the city. I mean, you guys have seen it here with comedians and so, like, the talent that comes through here. There's definitely stuff to do. Now let's make people look good when they go out to do some of these things. You know, if you're going to see your favorite comedian here and in the city, dress a little better, have a nice dinner, make it a whole full package of a night.
You don't have to wear your IU sweatshirt and your IU hat when you go to see the comedian.
That's very true.
You
can we get it. You're a Hoosier fan.
Yeah, we get it.
We have it locked away. Thank you. But no, Pattern Indy, they're
creating
that.
I'm in love with this dress.
Pretty cute.
Cap, baseball cap, backwards or forwards?
I wear it both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wear it either way.
I'm against backwards.
I like this because there's local fashion in here, and then it's... is it Flaxen Fatale Vintage? Is that it? Yes. And then the leggings are from Forever 21 and then Urban Outfitters and Target. And look how couture this outfit looks. Seriously.
Chick, how do you feel about that?
What's your
professional opinion?
She looks a little too skinny for me.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not what I'm saying. I look at her. I don't really look at what she's... Well, now, that looks housewifey. That looks
like that?
That looks like modern housewives.
Oh,
I mean,
I
someone's
like
probably
it.
Not going to wear that, like, going like to get coffee. But, I mean, it's something like they're going... to like the symphony, or they're going out for like a nice dinner. They might throw that together. Everything in the magazines, all local.
Here's how
writers.
I feel about what you've just said. I feel like I'm not going to wear any of my clothes, and I don't know what to buy or what to wear now.
Then you need to have Jeremiah over, and you guys can
That's
go.
That's entirely and how I feel.
Like, guys don't do like shop. Like, for guys, it's not like a social event to go shopping.
I like to shop.
I hate shopping.
Do you really?
I do. I hate.
You like going out.
You just like writing down stuff and then sending them out.
No, I mean, when
I
go shopping, I know ahead of time exactly
what
I'm going to get. Like, I don't like browsing around. I don't like. And that, a lot of that's because I work retail. Like, I've worked with you nuts that come in and go shopping.
What you need is a wolf.
A wolf.
You need a wolf.
Not a wolf shirt, an actual wolf over your shoulder.
Around your neck.
And around your neck. I like him. I like to look at him.
The similarity Chick and I have are we don't like to tuck our shirt in.
I don't like to tuck my shirt in. No.
I don't.
And so that inherently has a little bit of, like I said earlier, sort of a sloppiness to it. How do we avoid that?
By making sure the length of your shirt isn't too long.
And what is that?
And the it's not too blousey at the bottom, I guess. Or
that's
right,
where
like
you would
I
get
said.
It
here's the thing: like some shirts are made to be tucked in,
right?
And that's like when you pull it out and you look at it. If you look at the bottom of your shirt, if it looks like it has like, I mean, it's hard to describe. Like when you're on like only hear my voice, but with my hands, I'm making this really cool wave motion.
Right.
You want to make sure that it's rather straight across. Like, see, that shirt is not bad.
Probably. Oh, really? I thought maybe it's supposed to be tucked in.
I mean,
I think mine might be too long, though. Is mine too long?
See, your Chick, yours is a little long.
Yeah. Stand up straight, though.
But see, like, you don't... Oh, that's fine. Yeah, you're slouching.
See, yes.
You don't ideally want your shirt to cover your ass. Like, you want it to... Yeah.
You need to see the bottom halfway through your pockets.
By the way, for everyone who can't see this right now...
They're dancing. They look adorable.
They're twerking right now against the wall.
Totally covering my butt.
It's covering my...
It's covering my wiener.
No, that's the thing. I think you want to see the bottom of the crotch of your pants.
You do. Like I mean, you don't want it to be completely covered.
Again, Jason's the most...
But it shouldn't be even a little shorter, you know.
No, that looks
too
short.
No, that's too short.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, it's very... It's complicated. It's complicated.
All right.
Technical stuff. But, I mean, make sure... Basically, you just don't want... I mean, use your own judgment. I mean, you know, like, everyone's body type's different. Everyone's torso's different. Like, without getting too technical...
I thought this was going to be a fun episode, and now I'm defeated. And
I'm sorry, this is the
first
one after the new year.
No, it's
I don't
fine.
Know.
Well, it'll be good. What it'll be good. Well, it's we're gonna shape men's style for the new year.
Well, let's do this on Jeremiah's Twitter. He says he digs all things fashion, and then three others. Can we cover the three others?
Yeah. What else do you dig?
Lifestyle,
and travel,
and digital.
What? Oh, and digital. Yes. Yeah. I love digital.
Digital
communication. I love all things about digital communication. There's obviously people around the city who know way more about it than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm embracing it from the aspect of, and we have a lot of local talent here in the city as far as people doing fashion stuff. Young brands here in the city starting out. The guys at Hayes and Taylor, they do vintage sports t-shirts. I did their first interview when they first kind of launched for Patterns website. Talking to the guys behind it about what they're doing. And they do really cool vintage sports t-shirts that don't look like you're wearing necessarily a shirt that's supporting whatever indie team you're looking for.
Do you remember that I had a shirt that it looked like it faded, the 18 faded into the background and the 12 was more obvious. And that's a Hayes and Taylor shirt when Peyton left and Andrew came.
It's really cool. Figuring out how to communicate their brand and their message through creative, fun ways is still fairly new in the fashion industry in general, but no one's really doing it super well here in Indianapolis, so I'm experimenting with things. Mm-hmm. I'm checking things out. I'm trying to see what is the best way to share some of these really cool people and brands I get to talk to and how to share it with the rest of the city, because I'm like, you guys should be checking them out as well. But there's a lot of brands like that around the city. I mean, there's a really cool leather company here in the city doing luxury leather purses for women that are really, they're House of Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
A really cool, brand. But same thing with them, like figuring out how do I convey some of these awesome products you have out through Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest, wherever it's going. So digital communication, there's so much possibilities. I just launched a YouTube channel on Social Club 19 to kind of highlight, like give a more in-depth behind the scenes of what it's like to create some of this digital content and how to talk with some of these brands and stuff like that. So, yeah, I love it.
Good.
It's fun. But, yeah, I get to write about travel. I'm a contributor to Visit Indy. They have a blog called doingindy.com where there's, like, I think 8 or 6 travel guides for the city, and we write about different things to do around the city, where to get, like, the top 12 places for patios. Or where to get really good local beers, or who has the best cocktails.
Okay.
So if you're ever coming to the city, or even if you're around the city and you're looking to do something new, doingindy.com, we have some really cool stuff on there from different perspectives of what it's like taking kids to the zoo for, you know, Christmas time and the lights there, what to expect, what to pack, what to bring.
Oh.
Doing a guys' night for a sporting event, where go eat, you know, what to wear, that type
what
of stuff.
To wear.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
A whole bunch of stuff. I'm a big fan of Indy. I like writing about the city. I love meeting really cool people and being like, what's your story?
Yeah, what's your story?
What's your deal? Your story?
Me and Chick already talked about that.
No, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, are there kind of like networking events you go to for that exact purpose?
Pattern hosts a monthly meetup. Patternindy.com is where you can get the information for that. But it's geared towards like the fashion focused people. Right now we have like 900 people in the network.
Oh, wow.
Normally the events have like 150 to 200 people. And these are people rather actively involved in the community. So fashion photographers, writers, stylists, a whole bunch of cool people, or people just interested in figuring out what's happening in the city.
Hmm.
I've hosted a men's, chat before where I've brought on some brands who are doing really cool things with like pocket squares or suiting and stuff like that. And we talked about what they're doing here in the city and why they feel that men here in Indianapolis need some assistance with some fashion. So yeah, so you know, meetup.com, they have the information on there. But yeah, we hang out. We like to meet new people. We like to find people who are interested in some of the stuff we're writing about and then figure out how can we meet the need of what you guys want. Let us help you.
Help us help you.
Yeah, I think that a big thing too is that being in the Midwest, people assume that we have
bunch of hillbillies.
Right. We wear cut off.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we have a solid share.
Yeah. But it's just that we wear cut off blue jeans in the summer and we wear big sweaters in the winter, you know,
totally
and that's
hot.
It. Or Carhartts. We wear Carhartts in the winter. And it's just, I think that if we get, it's more open minded that it's like, well, I have an acid wash shirt on and I am in love with acid wash. I think a part of it is because my dad wore so much of it when I was growing up.
Acid wash now, but it was called stone wash then.
No, they're acid wash and stone wash are two different things.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
See?
Yes.
I'm an idiot.
Well, I think stone washed in the day was...
It's just light colored.
It was actually probably acid wash, but they called it stone wash. That was the branding of it.
No,
it sounded cool.
No, I think it's the pattern. It's the way it looks. It's literally
pattern.
Like they were literally stone washed at first, and this was literally like acid wash. And it's, the acid wash, I think, is there's darker blues and whiter whites. Would that be the best way to say it? And then the stone wash, no one should be wearing stonewashed anything
right
now.
If you have stonewashed in your closet,
you had
immediately
it,
right now, press pause on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. And throw it out.
Put it in a trash can.
Yeah, no stonewashed.
See, that's the way I feel about everything in my closet right now.
You shouldn't,
though.
You have good stuff.
I felt that way before we started this podcast, episode. Yeah, I'm just like disenchanted and tired with all of my clothes.
I mean, it is good. Like, for guys, it is good. Like once every season, so cold weather and warm weather. Go through your closet. If you've had something in there for, I would say normally 3 years, that you definitely haven't worn, or you've worn it so much that looks like you've worn it a lot, go ahead and donate that to a local organization or to a specific group that you choose.
See, but
and then buy
some
new stuff.
I don't know.
But then it won't be his anymore.
What new?
Jeremiah. Then it'll be somebody else's and someone will have his stuff
and
you will be sad.
He'll see someone walking down the street with his shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He knows.
That's not what I was going to say. What I was going to say was that I don't know what to buy after that.
Okay, but my defense, you said the other day, you said, I need you to go shopping with me. I need some shirts. And I said, okay. So I was like, this. And yes, I occasionally would throw in like the Robert Graham crazy, which I knew he wouldn't wear. But there was...
Do you like that? The Robert Graham? Is that a good... The really crazy...
He has some normal things. He doesn't have the, like, all of them aren't the Greg Hahn ones that he wears, but it's the but when you go, you just immediately become very picky and not open to anything. You're like, nope, yep, nope, yep, yep, no. Is that coming black? Okay, then, yeah, and that's it. Like, you're not open to try. Like, you need to go into a fitting room. Jeremiah needs to bring you a load of clothes, and you just try everything on. You would be shocked at what looks good on you.
I hate trying on clothes too, by the way.
Oh yeah, you get all sweaty. I hate it.
Yeah, and then someone else is trying to
get all upset, and then I'm upset because I'm sweaty, and I'm upset because
and especially
I'm
if it's a small fitting room.
And it gets overheated.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the sales lady at Nordstrom comes over and give you the stink eye. Yeah.
Maybe they should make the men's fitting rooms more comfortable.
Maybe they should.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a good idea.
The ones at Macy's have TVs on sports on the outside of them.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that.
Mm-hmm.
One,
they do. They have that.
You have to try stuff on.
You do. Just one time, because then when you get
hardly
that handful
ever.
Of stuff and you know the size of the button-down shirt that you like that fits you well, and then you can get that one forever.
See, but the one that fits me well, I feel as I'm wearing it, it's too tight. That's the way I feel.
Mm.
And I'm not going to wear it.
You have a different body now.
Your
body is different. Your body is changing.
It's an enigma wrapped in a riddle. I feel like a young preteen girl. Your body's changing.
Mm-hmm.
There are things going on in your body. Well, we need to like get a bunch of guys together who want to do the same thing I do and go out and buy a bunch of clothes and then go drink. That's what we need to do, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Or go drink, then buy some clothes.
Oh, my God.
That might work better.
Could you imagine?
I do that a lot online, though.
Drinking
and then
online.
The shopping. Yes.
Oh, Amazon.
And then if there's PayPal on the it's a game over. Then I don't even have to go downstairs and get my purse. It's over.
Over.
I bought overalls today. First pair of overalls. What do you? How do you feel about the overalls? I'm a big fan, and I haven't been able to find a pair you mean I like. The,
when you mean bib overalls?
Why do I have to say bib?
I don't know. Is that a I've always thing? Heard bib overalls.
Was that a sports
thing? I think
that's
kind of like an old. Yeah.
Overalls, an old guy.
It's a grandpa term.
It's a grand. Overalls are what I'm wearing now. Are jeans?
No, they're not.
Well, but overall, but.
Oh, those! You're wearing jeans. You're wearing blue jeans.
I think they were called overalls at one time.
No, the overalls maybe I bought are the they have a top and they buckle, right. And that's mm-hmm. what I got. And I got black.
It's very popular overalls for girls for springtime. I think that you would.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try.
See, how do you know this? Where do you find out that? And he goes, "Yeah, it's coming up. It's going to be very popular." Where did you find out that the overalls are going to be very popular in spring?
Yeah, Jess.
It just kind of happened, or you're looking online, or what are you doing?
Oh, I thought you were just going to be in the field a lot.
Yes, I was going to be in the field.
Always prepared. Always prepared.
Yes. No, I don't know. I just, if I see something, I think that, you know, everything, there's a cycle to everything. And and luckily, I'm not too old that I can kind of pull off a couple of the things that are coming back that I also wore in grade school. I know that sounds crazy, but you just have to wear it differently. Like, I have this, like I said, acid wash. It was big when I was in second and third grade. I like the shirt, but it also has this Aztec pattern on the top, and I think that it updates it. It's not like it's not like I'm wearing a crop top acid wash vest, you know, with a belly shirt like the girls in Broad Ripple do. I'm wearing it appropriately.
What about an acid washed jean jacket? What about that?
Oh, geez.
I have one. I have look.
Yours isn't. That's not acid wash, is it?
No. That's just faded, right? Or no?
I think
that's
it has some sort of
properly worn. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
So that's not stone washed?
This is not. This is, I mean, it looks like it's been dyed.
No, I think that's a really good worn in, like, you can't.
Yeah.
Like that fits.
It's a light denim.
That fits your body.
Been worn. I love my denim jacket. A lot of people don't like my denim. I'm not going to lie. I don't always make the best fashion choices. There's been some mistakes that I have made. But I love my denim jacket.
I think I have a piece like that. I have it. It's an old, it's like a really like, it used to be, but it's like a brown. What is that thing? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, it looks like a suit jacket or like a, yeah, it's like a jacket.
That jacket that you won't get rid of?
That I won't get rid of. And it's been folded and now there's holes.
Is it corduroy or is it cotton?
It's like a really, really thin corduroy.
Like a crushed corduroy?
No, it's not crushed. No, it's not crushed. But I just love it. It's like an old pair of men's work pants and I can't part with it. But but it finishes. So it just finishes some things. Some outfits. I just need it.
I would be astonished if you came over and looked in my closet of how many pieces of clothing would be left after we got rid of everything that wasn't stylish.
Well, I bet we'd probably get rid of stuff because it doesn't fit you properly.
That's why. Or you could take it to the tailor and make it fit you properly.
But here's the thing. That's one of the biggest questions I get asked, actually, is about a tailor recommendation. Like, everyone wants to know where is a tailor I'd recommend.
We just talked about this.
And like, I don't personally have one that like, this is the one to go to. Mm-hmm. But everyone has their own tailor to go to. I think for menswear, because you have to think, when stuff is made and sent to retail stores, it's very generically made. And it's generically made in probably like 3 to 4 sizes. So there's a size range. You find what range best fits you, put it on, and then you go to a tailor and you get it tailored to your specific body shape.
Never heard of such a thing.
Yes.
With suits and things.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. The Russian lady. That lady's Russian.
Well, the lady who runs it is Asian, but the lady who actually does all the sewing is Russian.
So who does the best work, Asians or Russians?
I was just thinking about that.
I don't know.
Who's your best tailor? I would think...
I'm afraid to comment on it so I don't get like emails later. Like, why haven't you checked? Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not.
Well, maybe people will send us an email and tell us who the best tailor in the city is. And then we won't have to worry
about
it.
There you go.
But some people, once, especially guys, especially professional men who they take their suits specific places, their tailor is like top secret. Like, it's like people don't often share.
I bet it is very
like,
protective.
I know some people on Twitter who, I mean, they're well dressed gentlemen and like they look well put together and the professional businessmen. And they often don't share who their contact is. Because they don't, because then you have to think, if more people are taking their stuff there, it's harder to get.
Yeah.
Well, that's
true.
You
know, your jackets and stuff back that you get, but.
It's a slippery slope.
People are very secretive about their tops. You know, the good ones, they keep them secret.
And notice who didn't tell us his.
He said,
you have a tailor? You have a guy? You got a guy?
He said he wouldn't reveal it.
I mean, I have people.
They have people. He has a team.
Ideally,
a team.
Listen,
I need a whole team of people.
In a perfect world, two or three tailors around the city, right?
That would probably be best.
I mean, that'd be good. Because you never know, like, if you work someplace or live in another area of the city, it's depending on your own logistics, what works best for you.
And that's true.
And we need one for pants, one for shirts.
Yeah. You know what? I used to do that. I used to do that with my hair. I used to have a girl who did really good color, and I had a girl who did a really good cut, and I would go to different girls at different places.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
And then I stopped coloring my hair, so I didn't have to worry about it anymore.
I thought you still colored your hair.
I don't color my hair, jerk.
Why would you have, anyway?
What color was it?
All of the colors. Oh. Every color it could be.
Can I? You know,
when
one
I was
time,
in high school.
Jeremiah, we'll sit down and talk about the blonde phase.
I did. I dyed my hair blonde. I dyed my hair
blonde. I can see you as a blonde.
3 or 4 years ago, I did.
Did you get in trouble when you had the blonde hair?
I didn't. I just, it was actually...
If you mean by trouble, after she dyed it blonde about a week later, a crying jag that almost went on for a day and a half.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, she got in trouble in that way, yeah.
And you didn't like the blonde? What
I didn't
was the blonde
like
consensus?
It.
Before I make my... Well, how did you guys feel about the blonde?
He hated it.
I'm off blondes. I'm off.
In general.
In general. Every blonde I've ever known is a pain in the ass.
I mean, I think between having your... I mean, I'm looking at the picture now, and it's definitely blonde.
Yeah.
And a little shorter, right?
Yeah, it was a lot shorter.
Well, she goes through these. I'm sounding like I know too much about you, but I probably do.
Yeah.
She wants my hair short.
I
do want it short. She
you
wants
like
it a different color.
Yeah.
And she always goes back to...
This.
What she's wearing right now.
But see, you're one of the people that... I mean... Brown looks like perfectly normal for you, but so does blonde. You know how some people, they
can do it both. Yeah.
You know, check how some guys, they have blonde hair and they hate it.
Blonde hair or gray hair.
Getting gray hairs.
I have a theory about that girls who have straight hair want curly hair, and girls who have curly hair want straight hair. And that's the problem with the human race.
In general.
What, women general. Or their hair
women
choices?
Women or their hair choice.
People who aren't happy with what they
just
have.
Just never being happy.
And they always
with what
want
they have.
The other thing.
Yeah.
And then they get the other thing and they realize, oh, that other thing was okay.
I don't think we're talking about
it. Am
hair
I talking
anymore.
About
I don't
hair?
Think, I think we've now gone back to that couch discussion earlier.
I don't know. So you got to come over and look at my closet, I guess. We're going to get a couple of garbage bags.
Maybe that could be the first YouTube.
There you go. On
or
his,
Chick McGee.
His show.
No, I'm not talking about Chick McGee's new YouTube channel.
No, I'm not. It's either for the podcast or nothing. I'm not going to do my own YouTube channel. That's insanity. You don't want to see me sitting in the recliner with my dog staring at me. Well, maybe you do. I don't know.
No, I don't want to.
No.
Yeah,
I'm definitely
great.
Intrigued.
I'll hold the camera if you guys want to do the his closet.
I'll do
it for you.
It's a
we'll
tiny closet. It's an embarrassment. Well, I've got two closets, actually.
You actually have three.
You have
closets.
A whole,
whole
house.
Yeah, you have
house.
Three. You have
okay.
a whole house, three bedrooms.
First of all, you are talking about how you don't like anything you have. You have three closets of clothes.
It's sentimental. It has zero.
It
to
is
do.
Sentimental.
It has
it really
zero
is.
To do.
I
with.
Have a lot of trouble parting with anything, especially something I like. It's a pain in the ass.
And then he has a problem parting with things he doesn't like because then he doesn't want them to be things that belong to other people.
That's not true.
I might need
I don't care if they're
on this
true.
Closet visiting.
Yeah,
I might need professional backup as we go through this.
We might. We have to call Dr. Will and Jeremiah and do this.
Oh, my gosh. This is a great... This is a monster episode. Me, Jeremiah, Dr. Will, in my closet.
I listened to Dr. Will the other day, by the way.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
Oh, he's
man.
Great. Love him.
I felt much more...
We're due for another
at peace.
Episode.
Don't you? You feel like you're crazy. Isn't
I was
that
like,
crazy?
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's totally... He has such a great way of talking to you and saying, no...
What's
you're
your
great.
Problem?
Like,
you're
how
fine.
How could you possibly think there's like always this rational reason for your irrational behavior?
Here's what I'm worried about. Well, you shouldn't be worried about that at all. Yeah. Don't worry about that. And then because he says it, it's okay. It's weird.
Yeah, I should have like a little earpiece that has his voice, and I could just click different
man.
Things.
I don't know
he
what
says.
That costs, but I'm on board.
Yes. I know, right?
I am fucking on board.
See, I want. A truly legitimate crazy person to be here and him to meet him. I want to see what happens when he... No, you're crazy. I want to see that conversation.
You know what? It's funny. Because it's... don't you think he's all but not said that to Tom?
I know that's... that's how we...
Yeah.
I think... Well, that's how we all view Tom. I mean, but he's our crazy guy, you know?
Yeah, then nobody else can...
Right, nobody else can do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Also, I mean, I think you need to take him on a trip around Indy. I bet there are some cool places he could go.
I heard.
Where do you
cocktail.
Normally hang out there?
Like, where do like, I hang
where's
out?
Your,
Fishers.
Where's your area?
The comedy clubs, basically, okay. Like Morty's or Broad Ripple, or only because I drink free.
Aren't you? Do you work at a bar too, or you did?
Here's what. Well, it depends on how you want to approach this. No, I have done because it's funny when you look at me.
Okay.
Like I'm like 5 foot five ish.
I was going to say you're a bouncer, and I was like, should I say you're a bouncer?
It's a loose term.
Yeah.
We use it loosely.
Okay.
But yeah, I hang out often at the pub on Georgia Street right across from Banker's Life.
Yeah.
I've been going there for way too many years.
Way too many years.
Way too many years.
I just had an idea.
But during special events, especially during Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Come and check IDs.
Oh,
I've only been almost punched one time.
Oh.
I have a... What
is that?
I don't know what he's doing.
Aliens are coming.
I know.
Taking me away.
Why were you almost punched?
It was the last day of Super Bowl.
Are you being serious over there? What are you doing? The last day
Very
of Super
important
Bowl.
Stuff. Very important stuff happening over there. I think it's the last day of the Super Bowl. People were leaving. There was this really drunk kid that came into the bar. And there was like maybe like five people in there. They're all older people just having a cocktail, relaxing. And this guy was really drunk and taking people's seats and taking people's drinks. And so then I had to be like, hey, like, you can't do that. Please leave. Because I'm not intimidating at all. Like, it's, like I approach things very rationally. Like, let's talk this out.
Right.
That's the last thing they want.
Let's pull your life together and let's please leave the bar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But no, I was walking him out nicely. I was escorting him out. Mm-hmm. And he then realized what was happening. He turned around and brought his arm back as if he was going to punch me. And I'm like, do you really want to do that? And then he walked outside.
Okay, now let me tell you something. Being a guy, hearing that.
Do you really want to do
that? That might really diffuse the situation.
I'm a great diffuser.
Yeah.
I think that's why they keep me around. It's not like if you got.
Because
like,
if you're rearing back and somebody, you really want to do that? You're gonna
it depends
go,
on who says it. Really.
That's true. Yeah.
Because there's people who, if they said that, I'd go, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah, and
darn
I'd
right
blow
I
them up. But every time I've never punched anybody, but every time I have a dream that I'm going to punch somebody, I always pull back. And then by the time I reach their face, my fist has completely slowed down to where I just like bump them and it's nothing. And then they laugh at me. Like this is a reoccurring dream with different people.
How many podcasts have we done where we've sat here and someone has told a story like that and we've said we need to have Dr. Will here? Mm-hmm. Many, many
What does that
times.
Mean, you think?
I don't know. That's why we need to have Dr. Will here.
I'm not aggressive.
Or maybe you have pent-up aggression.
Maybe that's what it is. I need to figure out a
you
better
need to
way.
Get that out.
Yeah, than punching people in the face.
All right, so we've got the plans laid for this big closet party at my house.
I don't what know if it? We should call it that.
Yeah, that's not closet. That might be a way different direction.
I'm sorry.
People might be tuning in for something
Genie's
way different.
Genie's out of the bottle. It's a closet party. We're going to do that. And
we should plan it for like after this winter crap is over with.
I think so, too.
Like when it's warm out.
Yeah, we're recording
We will
this.
Get you beach body ready.
Oh,
Ooh.
There we
See?
Go. As we're recording this podcast, we're all eagerly awaiting some kind of super death-defying winter storm coming Sunday.
Right.
We're supposed to get 10 inches, and it's supposed to be 13 below the next night.
Are we going to get here Monday? Because we're supposed
I'm
to be
gonna,
sitting right
I'm
here.
I'm going to somehow get here Monday, I guess. I don't know.
I might try to get to your place.
And then you guys will go together?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hook up that puppy to a dog sled and have her pull us in.
You could.
I don't think that'll happen. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank you. This has been fun.
Is this fun?
Yeah.
This is very good.
This is fun. Socialclub19.com.
Yes, please.
And your
out.
Twitter is underscore
At
Jeremiah.
Underscore Jeremiah underscore.
Yes.
On Twitter. There you go. And yeah. Jess Hooker is still not on fucking Twitter. I don't know.
I you am on Twitter. I just
tweeted
have to get
at
back
you
on
and there
Twitter.
Was nothing.
No,
I've got to get back on Twitter.
Jess Hooker underscore on Instagram right now. So
right. Do that.
Yeah. All right.
And that's Jason.
And there's Jason.
Jason is on Twitter now at
No, you haven't even acknowledged it. You haven't even started following me.
You're on
me.
Twitter?
He's
following me now.
I haven't gotten around
he
to it yet.
He was my second person, I think.
What is it?
What's
I don't. I didn't even
address?
Know. Why did you tell
why
me?
Why would you even worry? You're not on Twitter.
I am not on Twitter, but I would like to help you promote it. Jesus.
I don't. I'm not a self-promoter.
What the fuck is it?
What is it?
Jason Hoffy.
I love it.
At Jason Hoffey.
HOFFIE.
Of course. Thank you, Jason.
Chick.
And this is more Gary Clark Jr.
Please don't sue us, Gary.
Good night, everybody!